Going on, guys? Zach Evanish here. Welcome back. Another episode of the Strong Life Insider. Was about to type up an email and get that bad boy sent out. And I got to admit, sometimes I just get this gut feeling, this gut instinct of not wanting to send an email. And I keep having this flashback of reading Dr. Ken Leisner's last article for Milo Magazine, which is produced by Iron Mind. Iron Mind makes the Captains of Crush grippers. That's what they're known for, all their other grip products. And man, in that article, Dr. Ken was talking about how he just doesn't know if he's got it in him to write another article about hard work on the basics. And to me, there's something beautiful about the basics. And then the heartbreaking thing is that people, they think they're above and beyond it. And so they need to show things that are kind of, you know, so deep down the rabbit hole. Let me show you this special mobility movement that's going to change your life. Let me show you how to do this little thing. It's like they're just trying to pull something so deep out of that rabbit hole, because the basics, they're friggin' hard. People don't like that. Squatting, deadlifting, hill sprints, jumping, resisted sprints, racing against other people. Yesterday, I had my first group in, and I just was like, all right, man, this group has to compete. This group needs to compete. So after we warmed up, we did a pull-up competition. And it was interesting to see who could really dig deep and who would give up. Then we did sled races. What are those rogue sleds? I forget what they call them. Dog sleds. Man, guys did two sets and people were outside. They were ready to puke. I was like, guys, we do sleds all the time, but you don't compete. And so you're not going balls out. And competing is crucial. It helps you win at life. When I talk about winning, I think people are, they misunderstand me. They think I'm just talking about winning in sports, in athletics. But for the athletes, I'm talking about winning at your social life, winning in academics, winning, you know, in social life, hanging around the right people, having great friends. Winning as an adult is being true to yourself. Sometimes I come across people and I'm like, man, this is a pretender. This is so fake. Just be yourself, man. Nothing wrong with being yourself. And yeah, nothing wrong with evolving and getting better. But being true to yourself, sometimes it's like people struggle with that. And you know what else is winning? Having great work ethic. And I'm not talking about working all the time. I know there's so many haters out there that, you know, work hard. No, work smart. Listen, man, anybody who's succeeding is putting in the effort. That's the bottom line. They're putting in the effort. And so I guess today's topic is about winning. And I'll tell you, I've trained winners in sports who are not winners in life. Guys that were very successful, football, baseball, wrestling, but they partied excessively. They got into a college on a scholarship. Then they blew it for poor behavior, for partying, for giving up, blaming the coach. That's not winning. That's being a blame artist. That's being a quitter when the going gets tough and the competition is now equal or even better than you. Oh, I'm not going to do this sport. I'm not going to start. I'm going to sit the bench. That's right. Nothing is handed to you. You're not showing up as a freshman in college and suddenly varsity. You're not going to open up that warehouse gym and have 50 athletes ready to go just from rolling up the garage doors. You have to learn business. You have to learn marketing. You have to do a whole marketing pre-launch, pre-sales, You know, you got to do the whole thing. I know it's a little bit of a rant and I hate ranting, but you know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm going to leave it as is. And I guess the gist of this message is for you to get back to the work, to get back to the basics, think about where you started, and to be true to yourself. What is it if I had a gun to my head, if you had a gun to your head, what is it that you'd be doing? Listen, if I win the lottery, I'm still going to train athletes. I'm not going to train them as much, but I'm going to get that barn. I'm going to get that tough underground weight room in the barn. We'll be doing our sprints outside. I'll make sure there's hills outside. We're going to work. I'm going to stay true to myself, no matter the money. What about you? If you had a gun to your head, would you still be true to yourself? Would you get back to that work ethic? Get back to those basics that never let you down? Always remember these two quotes: simple things done savagely well, and brilliance with the basics. That's the shit that will build you, not just in sports, but also in life. And I'll tell you what, in business, it's very much, there's the basics. Those of you that don't know, I've got a coaching group. It's called the Strong Life Brotherhood. If you're a strength coach, go to slbrotherhood.com. A lot of times for these guys to start growing, they need to do basic things like put out content on the regular, help people with where they struggle. So if you're going to put out informational content as a coach, what are the 3 or 5 or 7 things that people constantly ask you about? Is it nutrition? Then make a lot of nutrition videos and help them. Is it a specific thing with training, with speed, with strength, with confidence? Then make videos that help them in those areas. Get that content out. Build relationships. Build the trust. Get out from behind the computer screen and start doing free seminars for sport clubs, for recreation clubs, for high school teams. Help out people who are legitimately in need. You know, when I talk about scholaring people who don't have the money, they still got to earn it. So if I scholar an athlete and that athlete blows it and stops showing up for 2 months when he can show up, I'm not going to scholar that kid. He did not earn it, and I'm not helping him by allowing him to come up with excuses. Or somebody who says, I don't have the money, and then they get a $200 tattoo. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work with the right people. I want to work with the workers. And the basics are going to help people win. Yesterday, I had in-season football players come in. They came in for their second day in a row. Took them through a kettlebell complex. Then we went through some chain floor presses, and we turned it into a competition. I'll be posting that video inside the Underground Strength Academy. You guys could go to undergroundstrengthcoach.com to check that out. And they needed to compete to pull out that effort. Why? This week is a bye week. Okay, they had the energy. They were hyped up. We had 4 guys in there to go to get after it and go against one another. So we did floor presses to see who could get the most with 4 chains on each side. That's 80 pounds of chain on each side. So that's 160 plus 45. So it's 205 at the top. Figure about 165 in the bottom. And we had a guy get over 20 reps. It was great. They were competing against each other. After they did floor presses, then they did carries. And then I said, you know what? Let's get 3x3 of some sub-max squats at the end, right? Normally we don't do that, but at the end, be strong in the fourth quarter. Be tough. Be explosive. Boom. Guys worked up to 275. One dude said, you know what? Give me another 5 pounds. Let me do 285 to beat those guys. Yes, that's what it's about. Compete. Be better than yourself. Be better than who you were yesterday. Get that edge. Get that mental edge. What that does right there is it starts teaching them to put in that extra in life. They get that job when they grow up. They remember doing squats in the fourth quarter. They now remember to do a little extra work at the end of the day when other people are slacking. Be better. Winning is not just about more weight on the bar or more points on the scoreboard. Winning is an internal game that you deep down know if you're doing it or not. At least I hope. Some people are so far gone and they've lost themselves. They don't know what winning is. They're doing things that hurt other people. And in the process, they don't care because they just want more points up on the scoreboard. They don't care about the internal scoreboard. That's some food for thought. Guys, head on over to ZachStrength.com. Get on the free newsletter. Get your free training courses. Training courses that you could put to use today in the weight room, in the gym. Strength coaches, go to SLBrotherhood.com to apply. You send me an email and we get you in the group if you're a good fit. I want action takers in that group. I don't want people in the group who sign up and then don't contribute and don't take action. As a coach, you want people to pay you for your services. So if you believe in coaching, it only makes sense for you to have a coach if you want to get better. That's it, guys. Have an awesome day. I'll talk to you soon.